I'm here on assignment. I'm a man on assignment. I'm a man that is sent by heaven. So we don't appear just to see people. Your village, does your village have a masquerade? Huh? How many of you, your village has a masquerade? The masquerade in your village, does it appear all the time? Not the one that the flock came. I mean your village masquerade. Does it appear all the time? Before it appears, you have to prepare for long. Huh? Even the one that we carry it, we have to prepare himself for long. Huh? So this week we need to wear the masquerade. Don't be afraid. You know, some of the words are you, some of you. Those things Satan is trying to borrow. The things he saw as shadows, eh? When he walked the coast of fire. But the reality of what he saw as shadows is what we live. If it's your village masquerade, once the person wearing it wears it and comes out, many things begin to happen on the account of the appearance. Is it not true? Many of you have not seen your village masquerade. That's why you don't answer well. When he appears, many things begin to... He doesn't say, let this one happen, let that one happen. All he knows is to be dancing. A man is carrying it, but he's dancing to the tune of the spirits that are beating for him. The ones that men are beating in the natural is not what he's dancing to. Eh? Check his feet. Check the movement of his feet. It's not the same thing with... Eh? There is a sound somewhere. And when they beat, the masquerade begins to dance. There is one I heard that once that masquerade comes out, and every pregnant woman, the child either dies or is miscarried. Once you set your eyes on that masquerade, what does it mean to set eyes on a masquerade? What is Satan trying to form? When you set your eyes on a masquerade, you are afflicted. If it is true, we need to carry our own. When men set their eyes on us, let deliverance come. If we continue to lay hands one on one, even if you didn't lay hands, if you continue to ask people what you will die. You will have to find a way to shake hands. Huh? You are a mask. From today, you know, when you shake hands, you shake like a masquerade. Something must leave. When you look upon men, eh? When you sit by them side by side, when you eat in the same plate with them, when you give them your clothes to wear. Imagine you wearing my clothes now. Some of the clothes that I've used to do multiple days of dry fasting. There is one particular traditional that I used for all 24 hours recently. Imagine somebody wearing that thing. It's only you that is seeing a cloth. What you sew is cloth, yellow and black. What we wear, eh, is a garment. Let's use Bible and make progress. If we can move by the scripture, then we can. The people that which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them, you reduce my volume. That thing that Victor did, undo it.
Victor has didn't pray today, so you cannot be following him.
The people that sat in darkness saw great light, and to them that sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. This is the testimony. Follow me now. This is the testimony that is given about a group of people that they are not even aware that this is heaven's opinion about them. Meanwhile, they are living day to day. Don't look elsewhere, sister. Look at me. I'm the preacher, my friend. Look elsewhere. If you are the preacher, people should be looking at you. There is nothing else. And it's not because of me. Because of what I represent. That's where your blessing is. We don't have time. In the next 30 minutes, we close. Why will you be distracted? The Bible spoke in the book of Revelation. He said that there are people that where they sit is the headquarters of Satan. Satan came there and built headquarters. It's two different things for Satan to visit a family, visit a people and go. For you to come in a place where Satan works, it is very different for you to come in a place where it is a small house that is built. It is small people that is around you. But altars, if Satan wants to land, that place is his airport. There are churches everywhere. But it's not the same thing happening there that is happening here. There are heavy cargo that we can import in this place. Do you know why? Even though God answers prayer, does many things there, but there are locations that are his headquarters. And if he wants to walk in a certain dimension, cargo airplanes cannot enter all airports. You have to realize it even as a believer. There are certain things you cannot summon on your own. So if God wants to do it in your life, he brings you in an environment that have the capacity to track that dimension. Meanwhile, you have prayed and he said, I've answered you. And the answer to your prayer is to bring you to a place where that prayer point, the answer can be trapped as a reality in the spirit. So when men pray in the Old Testament, God will tell them, come up to the mountain. Is it that God is not the God of the mountain and God of the valley? It will mean that the mountain alone have the capacity to track God's dimension. The people that sat in darkness. So there are many people in this life that is sitting in darkness. It is their habitation. To them that sat in the region and shadow of death. Do you know even you are sitting here? The problem with this thing is that, just as he said, it's not physical light, it's not sunlight. Anytime a man is riddled by the work of darkness in his life, in his family, that person is sitting in the region of darkness, the shadows of death. It's only a matter of time. Satan can mark you and kill you. I have decided not to be weak. I have decided not to be a prey to Satan. Satan cannot wake up and do anything to me. Why? Let message be sent to Satan. After this season, we are on attack. Show me John chapter 1. Let me show you something before we begin to pray. Today, I'm here so that we'll pray. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing, was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. Watch. In him was life. And the life was what? The light of men. Follow me. There is a particular scripture that said that there is a light that lighteth all men. This kind of light now is not the light you see with. It is the light that brings liberation. See, now, according as the last scripture that we read, emphasize, there are many scriptures to support that position, that anytime God wants to bring deliverance and liberation to a people, what he brings unto them is light. The thicker the darkness, the greater the need of light in your life. So many people, it's not as if you don't have access to a measure of light in your life, but the darkness around you is so thick that we need a higher measure of light. It is only a higher dimension of the measure of light that can bring that. So what God does is that when darkness is increasing, he begins to pour light. Verse 5. The Bible said, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. The key thing about this light is not the fact that it is light. The key thing is the shining. So what I notice is that the more you turn on the brightness of a light, the more darkness disappears. Eh? The answer to darkness is light. All you need to do is to increase the brightness. 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 Then darkness will begin to disappear. Eh? It will begin to disappear. I used to tell people, people will come around me and tell me all their problems. How this one died, their father is this one, that this sickness and all that. I tell the person, all you need is to turn on light. Continue increasing the brightness. One day you will not see the sickness, you will not see the demon. You will not, some people didn't even know when they were delivered. But all they knew is that light continued to increase. Stop. Go and sit down. Be fast. Go and play. All they knew is that light continued to shine, and the things in their life began to give way, began to pay attention, began to give way. So you might not realize when this one, that one, the other one left. All you did is to shine light. And there is something that darkness cannot withstand. It is light. So Satan doesn't like where there is much light. In fact, the way to minister deliverance to people is not to call out the person and be saying, this one, the person will be doing that. No. That, not necessarily. What you do is to expose the person to a higher intensity of light. Some demonic cases, afflictions, have gotten to the point where they can withstand a measure of light that is coming. So what God does to bring a measure of, let me hear you, my friend. What God does to bring a measure of deliverance for that person is to bring you to a high. Let me hear you. Pray in the spirit wherever you are. There is work being done. It's enough. Stop praying. Don't worry. Some of you don't know that it's not preaching we are doing. We are contending with powers. Eh? What Satan doesn't know in this territory is that he has not bargained for people like us. Eh? His problem is, how did this man rise? From where were they cooked? They didn't know we have been at Babylon long enough. We learned how to kill giants. It is there. We learned how to kill giants. My sword is shaped to kill giants. I slaughter them for meat. They are my meals in the morning and evening. And the light shineth in darkness. So what God does in your life, continue shining light. What he does through your life is to, through you, continue shining light in your family. Shining light. Shining light. And anything that is darkness, we begin to become uncomfortable. Anybody that is filled with darkness, we begin to feel uncomfortable, because
because light is shining.
All you need to do is just to bring light. Introduce higher intensity of light. You will see many people around you, they will begin to squirm. They cannot stand it. Huh? That's not the time to beg. That's the time to increase the intensity of the light. There is something darkness cannot comprehend. This word comprehend here is not exactly what you think it is. This word comprehend here is talking about, because the way Satan combats the activities of God in your life is that he makes an attempt to demystify the mystery and the wisdom behind the construction of God. Because everything Satan understands, that every work of God in a place, in a man's life, is based upon a collocation of mystery, principles, and truth. That is what is forming the oppression that is manifest. So his first attempt in trying to bring down the work of God in your life is to see if he can demystify the mystery behind the work of God in your life. Huh? So Delilah will meet Samson and say, "What is your secret?" Because Satan doesn't know how a man will stand up from the bed and bring down the gate of Gaza and carry it on his back and climb to the mountains. He cannot understand it. How do you do it? He says, "Show me your secret. There must be a mystery behind this oppression. There must be a principle behind this oppression. There must be a law. There must be a light. There must be something." So he asks him, "What is the secret of your strength?" And as long as that is not revealed to the enemy, Satan will be locked up in darkness. As long as it's not revealed to him, he will be beating around the bush. Because we are oppressed by lies. We are oppressed by mysteries. We are oppressed by principles. We are oppressed by power, Satan.
He will just be watching you moving. The same thing other people are doing. You are doing it, but your own is producing this different result. Eh? There are certain demons, certain agents of darkness. They come. They have seen people praying in tongues. This is not the first pastor they saw praying in tongues. This is not the first man of God they saw shouting fire. This is not the first man of God praying. But there is a mystery. So they will see it to understand the mystery. They will continue to increase the light. Because this kind of light, darkness cannot comprehend it. It has a working, a coding behind it that is beyond the riches of Satan. His attempt to demystify will even bring him more trouble. Darkness cannot comprehend. Listen, let me tell you what I mean. This young lady now will appear in his family.
Pray with them. And nothing happened. They are not afraid of prayers. They attend prayer meetings. They are church elders. Eh? They participate in many things. What is it about your own prayer? What is it? What is it about your own prayer? It is the light. I tell you, there are certain demonic powers, witchcraft, occultism, that have risen in complex mysteries in darkness to withstand certain prayers you are making. So they can come in a prayer meeting and withstand what you are doing, because they have demystified the oppression of this kind of prayer. So when a man rises with a higher intensity and dimension of light and begin to deconstruct the construction of the enemy, the question here is, how? Show us the secret of your strength. Show us. We have done research, and every young pastor that rose, this is how we brought them down. Every young man of God, every young, this is what we sent in their midst, and he began to walk. Eh? So there were some marine powers. We will arrest all of them and give them tongues. I feel fire now.
Where you are here. Pray higher. 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 Where you are, yeah. 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 Where you are, yeah.
First John chapter 3 verse 10.
in this
Are you sure you gave me the right scripture? Verse 8, not verse 10. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, theologically, fundamentally, this scripture is talking about the destruction of the fundamental work of the devil. But I give you to also see that beyond the fact that the scripture spoke about, there is the work of the devil, but there is also works. Pay attention. Are you with me now? The fundamental work of the devil is sin. If you say work of the devil, it is what? Sin. The work of God too is righteousness. But beyond the work of the devil, there are the works of the devil. Because the presence of sin has opened man up to the possibilities that is given to the dark realm. So Satan began to bring dominion, and there is multifaceted manifestation of his works. Suddenly man found out that he can be sick and he can die. So sickness is incipient death, and that is the work of Satan. Poverty is another work of Satan. Bondage, affliction. Somebody will sleep. Only for you to sleep well in the night, somebody will come and hang your neck. Sometimes you wake up, somebody will come and stand at the door. Everywhere is dark. And they will come and warn you and say, stop praying like this. Forget those people. They don't have power. I want to show you a secret now. When you go back, they will not even come again. If it's easy for Satan, let him come. I can give him the address of my house. They don't need it, they know. Many times, if I finish like this, they'll be rushing to come to me. They can't even come in the perimeter. We know whom we have believed. My life is hidden Christ in God. Even if I want to kill myself, I cannot die. So if me can't kill myself, is he you? Satan can't kill me. It's not given to him. If it was given to him, he would have done it. But you can mesmerize Satan. I'm not saying what I'm talking about is not small victory, small things you are doing to Satan. The Bible said that Jesus made a public show of him. I mean, you will sit here and the priesthood concerned that is powering the oppression of demons and darkness in your life will begin to confess. They will come to Market Square and they are confessing that they are the one that did this. Oh, forgive us. Oh, that is fire. That's what Dr. Paul Eleche said. Said that a man took his messages and went back to the village and put it in the night. And the thing is burning. The thing is going on. And then the witch man that is causing all the trouble for them, after some time he said, where are they shooting God? Hey! He said what? Where are they shooting? There is a sister here. I heard they gave her my messages to take back. Went back home. The demon infested people that is around her forcefully took her phone and deleted all my messages. My message can't be playing around where demons are and they are normal. How now? Uncle Jovan. So after some time, the man said, where are they shooting gun? Machine gun.
Machine gun. Machine gun. Mano. After some time, he said, I will confess. The wife that is conniving with her was telling her, don't confess. The man is saying, I will confess. The woman is saying, don't confess. Let's die like that. Don't confess. Let's die. But the fire is too much. You will confess. Even if you will die, you will confess before you die. The fire is too much. The fire is too much. The fire is too much. Say after me, Uncle Diova. What it means to say Uncle Diova is fire is too much. It's excess. Me and Budos are went for a ministration somewhere in northern part of Middle Belt last year. And when we finished first day, the man of God told us how many witches. Is it 32? Is more. 62, 60 something witches. They are waiting for me along a path that is less than about 1 to 2 kilometers. They said they came for me. I was even thinking that if I come tomorrow, I came. If you see how we mesmerize Satan, ask him now. I stood like this. I was talking. The young man in front of me, the hand of God took him and threw him to the back. It became obvious it was angels that took him. I stood and roared. I challenged the power. I finished. I left. 60 something witches. No smoke. Satan is not. He has been defeated. Stop. Two cannot do anything. Just one person. What do you think all of us here, hundreds of people, can do to him? I know what only my sister can do to Satan. I know what Dennis can do. I know what Lotana can do. I know what Elijah can do. I know what Victor can do. All of us now gather together. No more one. And we'll create a hotspot here. Satan is in trouble. Oh. He is in trouble. Oh. He is in trouble. Oh. He is in trouble. Oh. He's a chauffeur in the spirit. I let demons, marine powers, let them hear it. That me, I'm the one that sent message. And the way to send message to them is that this night, from now till tomorrow, we will roast many of their demons and agents and send them back. As of now, we are cooking an atomic bomb to throw in their midst. Satan doesn't know what he bargained for. This is what I have been waiting for long. Onye na-echedu Jehovah aka mgba. Is he your mate? Is he your mate? You will see how we are going to mesmerize Satan like this. He will beg. Satan is in trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. Because I'm angry. I'm angry. I'm angry. I'm angry.
Sister, are you angry? Because I'm angry. When you are angry, then he is in trouble. Brother, are you angry? Because I'm angry. When you are angry, then Satan is in trouble. When you are angry, Joshua. When you are angry, when you get angry, then Satan is in trouble. Satan is in trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. Now listen.
So the scripture said, for this reason, for this purpose, the Son of God was what?
Manifest.
To do what? You did not get the point. Every day Jesus is walking. Walking by himself, walking by his angels, walking through men like us to one agenda. What is that agenda? The works of Satan. Jesus will not rest until he has finished destroying all the works of Satan in your life. Not one will remain. Not one work of Satan will remain in your life. One after another, he will be destroying them. One after another. One after another, he will be destroying them. One after another, one after another, one after another, one after another. In the next 1 minute in prayer, present them before we go back to our teaching. The one you know, the one you don't know. All the works of Satan in your life, in your family. The moment is here, the hour is here. You will see what will happen now. You will see. You will see. Me, I'm telling you. I'm telling you what will happen. Chapter 11, verse 20. Let me show you something. Whether you know it, there are two kingdoms contending. Anytime you wake up in this your life, never forget that there are what? Two kingdoms at war. There is no middle point. At any point in your life, it's either God is winning or Satan is winning. Who is winning? Who is winning? Who is winning? The problem with this generation is that Satan is trying to make us, through knowledge, we know too much. Including me, we know too much that is blurring up the difference. He doesn't want us to see that this thing is actually two different paths. That there is never a time in your life that you are in the middle. You are not for these people. You are not for these people. I don't want to do it this way. Let me just be doing my own small, small. That's where Satan wants you to be. Jesus was the one saying, I don't have time. I would have read this scripture fully for you. You will have to go back and read at least 5 to 7 verses before here and after here. He said, but if I, meaning that there are preceding statements and positions that has made him to make this claim. He said, but if I, with the finger of God, what? Cast out devils. 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 In my name, cast out devils. Cast out devils. Devils must be casted out. If not, there is no way to prove anything. Let me tell you why it's important. If you don't cast out devils, Satan can hide in our midst. Because all of us are human. The only way for you to know that there is something in me that is not good is when the demon and devils oppressing my life is sent away. Then you will realize that it seems as this guy is living a free life for me, I'm not living. Look at it. Say after me, no doubt. This is not John, this is Jesus himself that is making this statement. In fact, if you have a red letter Bible, how many of you have a red letter Bible? You will see that this verse is marked in red. Is it not true? To show you that it is not just a story that is being told. Jesus was making a statement. He said, but if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils. He said, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. The greatest proof that the kingdom has come within us, around us, is that devils are casted. Devils are casted. If not, Satan will be hiding. And it will seem as if all of us are the same. Until you introduce the finger of God, you will find out that everybody is not the same. Even you can think you are okay. Are you hearing me? Stop. There is a man selling drug behind there. He will come and say, ask one on our road today. Aro the rock. That's an exaggeration anyway. But what I'm trying to say is this. Until you bring yourself to a place where sufficiently the finger of God has rested and tarried for long in your life, you cannot determine how much you are free. So we are going to cry and the finger of God will be stretched forth. If I, by the finger, Jesus is the one saying this, that the job I will do is by the finger of God. By the finger of God. By the finger of God. He will just point it like this. And laser from heaven will come. By the finger. By the finger. By the finger. We will not know whether God is alive. Satan will still be saying him and God is equal. He will be thinking he can do what God can do. That he can coexist. Until that finger comes, we will know that there are two kingdoms at war. Our work will not be cut out for us. We will not know how to position ourselves in seasons like this. We will just be doing everything, thinking everything is going together. Until the finger comes. And then he makes a demarcation. As a result of the fact that devils are cast. I put my hands on a young man. And the young man started vomiting. Droves of devils. Droves. Part of the way those demons come out is that you will be yawning. Some of you have done self-deliverance for yourself. As you prayed, for no reason. You ate well, but you are yawning. You are yawning. You are doing self-deliverance for yourself. Has it not happened to you? Some of the time, in seasons in your life, there is no kata, no nothing.
that is disturbing you or whatever, is not even around anywhere, it's not even rainy season and all that, then you pray. You go to some point as you were doing the prayer, you now sneezed heavily.
It has happened to you before. It's demons that left. I know you will not agree. The reason why you are, because you are behaving like this, that's why demons are staying with you.
You are hiding, continue hiding. And all the people hiding their demons, may they stay with you. And then the people that want to be helped, I promise you by God that you'll be helped.
It's a lie. It's not all these people that are grieving before. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Hey, hey. Let me show you. You see, massive Satan is rising. Show me Joshua chapter 3, verse 13. This is what Satan is trying to do. This is what Satan is trying to do. I will show you what he is trying to do. And as soon as, and it shall come to pass, as soon as the souls of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon it and heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, verse 15, and pay attention to this verse 15, and after this verse 15 we pray. And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water. God has not even done much. We just say, make we test water. My insert and begin shake. I will show you what is happening here. When they touch the brim of the water, for Jordan what? Where are you? I will send you out. For Jordan doeth what? All these people that are not speaking, why? That what? The problem now. Are you seeing the problem? Jordan waited for the time of harvest. It is the time of harvest that Jordan decided to overflow. Satan did not do anything until somebody said, propose to you, or said, I want to marry you, or started showing interest. Then all the things in your life, whether they are legitimate or not, I don't care, Satan will start raising all of them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He didn't do anything until somebody promised to help you. He didn't do anything until you came to a point in your ministry where you are about to be shifted to another realm. So Jordan decided to overflow her banks in the day of harvest. We are just about to gather the harvest. We labor for long, for years, all kinds of fasting, 90 G's, 36 days, Betarama, Sabo, all kinds of things. When he's about to yield result, Satan decided to rise like the banks on Jordan. That's what I'm trying to show you. So if you want to allow Satan, it's up to you. Let me tell you, the demons that has been assigned to enforce the demands of the foundations in your family, many of those things will be silent in your life until the day that God has brought you to a junction in your life where there will be a proof of his faithfulness, a testimony to the fact that you have walked with him righteously. Then Satan will come and stand. He will not do anything until you have come to that point. He wants to do something so that when he does it, you lose hope, you lose faith, you say that this prayer is not working, that that God is not working. If he's working, why did my father die? Why did this happen? I know how much I prayed, I fasted, I sowed seed. Hey! In the days of harvest, mmadụ gbachaa mbọ, ọ na-achọzi ka o rie, ọ wụrụ na o tiri aki ka o ji. That's what this scripture said. In the day of harvest, oge a na-achịkọta ihe ubi, mmiri na-ezo bukọrọ ife niile akọrọ na nri. Carry it all the harvest. Listen to me, it is happening to many of you. God will tell you to fast, do some things. You will start in the beginning of the year. Start doing it. When the year matures and God comes to visit you, Satan will bring something. Eh? And then you make one heavy mistake in your life. And people are calling it mistake, but they will not know that it is the whole of the orchestration of darkness. Eh? Here it is called Jota that came to make you to. That demon, that power, will have a face-to-face contact with the finger of God today. I see a young lady in the spirit. As the Lord is opening my eyes now, that young lady in the spirit, physically you are seeing, but in the spirit, they tied your eyes. You are not seeing. Like they blindfolded you. This is the implication of this. Listen to me. In critical seasons of your life, you are completely confused. Once that season passes, you make a lot of decisions that are wrong. Then you become normal. Then when you have built up and come to that season again, confusion is the sign. Your eyes is blind. Somehow you are not able to pierce into the direction that you need to follow in your life as of that moment. Once you have made mistake, we will start afresh. You are blind. The hand of God is coming. Today, Jordan will not overflow his banks. Is it because as soon as God said, I will announce you, Satan came. I will give you job, Satan came. As soon as you said you will marry, Satan came. As soon as you say I want to build, Satan came. As soon as you say you want to expand your business, can you show him a branch? Etu se nega ni show him a branch. Huh? Oh ezoku. Huh? How many years ki aru no ga he alucha? Huh? Gbajiri today, my friend. The devil on one side. He people. Can you pray in 2 minutes? Jordan will not overflow in the time of my own harvest. Let the finger of God advise. Somebody pray! Satan must be exposed in your life. His works must be exposed and judged.
Satan is in trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. He is in trouble. Jesus said, by the finger of God, by the finger. Ushers, pay attention so that people will not injure themselves. Something is happening here now.
something is happening. We find the finger of God.
Ha ha ha!
The finger of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you stand wherever you are? Tell them, well, come. Come and carry this. Gochuku, come. Stay the other side. Go to that. Go. So, ushers, quickly direct people. Take it. You just come deep and take your own. Hold it in your hand. And go back to where you are and be praying. I will tell you what to do with it in the next few moments. Okay, let's start. Quickly, continue praying.
Sola branda kabala hata kala. Jatiria greta mona hata. Nikroto mamu boso sana kala. Datarana manta greta paratahata. Jata katamana tebete karida. Darahama parakapa. Salaparahante karita nama. Dilaho bakomo moso salata. Likretu mana hapona antegata. Shakrata parahata kata. Zatiande de Kroto Mososo Zapa Tina Babande Bretemene Telekatai Jata Brata Mama Macambre de Benetai Gratale Gratale Bruno Mopopo Sotalata Mandalata Datali Te Greta Manata Mamando Jacatahalata Ababa Rondo Boko Soso Nababanta Kuruna Babara Hatalakata Jacaruatakata Rante Nekatoni Ritana Habanta Zakaporia Kamahamba Gatamante Kruka Pama Bahataka Shata Baparana Bakabora Tamananda Rateleboria Tamambe Tokabubo Susalaba Mante Kariande Lebora Tabaha Now what you will just do is simple. Close your eyes, take that oil, put it on your head, and shout freedom 7 times. Are you ready? 1, 2, ready, go. 1. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said that anointing breaks all yokes. All. 5. That your hand is the hand of God, the finger of God. Of your voice for the next 3 minutes. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. 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 The anointed, the anointed, the anointed, the anointed, the anointed, the anointed. Help the young man. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yokes, fetters, demons, devils. Anointing is working, is working, is working, is working. I see the anointing going very deep. Is working deeper, is working deeper, is working deeper, is working deeper. is working. The anointing. Yes. Yes. Demons are flying off. Devils, spells, curses.
Come and remove his shoes. I want to anoint your toes. Everyone here that your name is in any shrine, any altar, I receive it by fire. Any charm that is done with your name, the person that did that charm will receive the judgment of God this night. We release judgment. Every arrow that is sent against your life, your family, your business, we return it back to sender now. Back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Every occultic mirror where anybody here is being called, invoked, manipulated, as I speak now, let the sword of God from heaven, let it shatter that mirror now. I didn't hear your amen. Let your amen sound like thunder. Shout amen one more time. Every instruction given to the moon, to the stars, to the water, any constellation, any element that is holding instruction against your life, your destiny.
Hey, hey, we reverse it now. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen.
Every priesthood that is behind anything that is working wrong in your life, your health, your family, your business, every priesthood that has manipulated your destiny, every priesthood, wherever they are now, we release the sword of judgment. In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus!
You are not paying attention. You are not paying attention.
Anybody here that is dedicated to idol, the Lord is showing me that there is one or two of us that is dedicated to idol. You are dedicated to a spirit. You are supposed to serve that spirit. You are supposed to. Every one of you, say after me, in the name of Jesus. I serve Jesus only.
I serve Jesus only.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Say after me, I choose Jesus only. By the blood of Jesus, I am different. By the blood of Jesus, I am different. By the blood of Jesus, I am different. Listen, be quiet. Close your eyes. Now that legally you have made that claim, close your eyes. Put your hands on your head. The hand of God will come on a few of you to extract you from agreements that you don't know about, from covenants that you don't know about. Angels will move into work now to rescue you. Bring the person. Is he saying no? Who gave him the right to say no? Me, I'm saying you are free. You are saying, watch. Close your eyes, my friend. Your verse is only for the Lord. So angels are working now. We have the legality to enforce this thing. We come by a superior priesthood. We bring all these matters before the competent court in heaven. And we bring the blood of Jesus to stand against you in judgment. The blood of Jesus is a competent argument, a sufficient argument. Listen now. Holy Ghost, I ask you to move now and liberate. No, stop saying amen now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Move now. By the legal authority that we have in the name of Jesus,
Now, at the count of three, I pull you out. Bring her here. I pull you out. Come, bring her. Bring her. I said, bring her. Keep her here. This is a Holy Ghost zone. Close your eyes. Pay attention. This is not time to be distracted. Some of you, God is showing me some ladies here. In the spirit, you don't know whether you are a man or a woman. Some verses, some demons will use you, and then other ones will use you. You don't know who you are in the spirit. As I speak now, in the name of Jesus, I pull you out. I pull you out. I pull you out. You devils and demons, I know you know my name. I know you know my voice. I will not tell you again. Leave them now. Lose them and let them go. Lose them and let... Stop praying. Kai! Stop praying, my friend. If you are praying, stop. Tell... I hope this lady is not praying. Stop praying. This is the wrong time to pray. It's moving now. It's moving. The breaker anointing, breaker angels. It's coming stronger. It's coming. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Bring the person here. It's a special case. Anybody now is a special case. There are angels here walking on them. Don't leave them out. Bring him. They are angels. Bring this lady forward. Bring her forward. Stop looking at. This is the Holy Ghost zone. Close your eyes. Pay attention. There is a spirit that is saying he will not let go. He will not lose. He is resisting the authority of my voice. He is questioning the authority. Father, I ask you, answer. Answer to that spirit. Answer to that spirit. By the rod of power. 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 Pay attention. Jesus, God has not finished. No. Father, I ask you, help me and settle this matter now. Let no case escape this night. Kaba. At the count of three. Holy Ghost, help me. Help me now. One. Two.
Yes, that's it. Yes, that's it. Close your eyes. Stop looking around. I still see the river moving. It has not finished. I still see the river. I still see the river. Holy Ghost, move. 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 Yes. Yes. That one. That one. Increase your hand. 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 Stronger. 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 Holy Ghost. 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 Stronger. Angels are still moving everywhere.
Now
Jesus' name. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m.